A few weeks after I was ordained to the priesthood, another priest gave me some very important advice. He said that since I would celebrate the Mass many, many, many times, and that it could easily become routine, I needed to select a prayer or a phrase or a gesture that would be my own special moment in the Mass. Now, to be clear, he was not suggesting that I add anything or change anything, because to do that would be sinful and abusive to the Church's liturgy and to you, God's holy people. He was suggesting that I select a prayer, a phrase, a gesture, or a moment that would be my own special encounter with the Lord in the midst of the celebration of the Mass. Now, after nearly 13 years of daily celebrating the Mass, I understand now why giving special attention to a special moment is so very important. It's because the devil wants to distract us. The devil wants to steal our focus. The devil wants to take from me and from you any moment with the Lord. The devil wants each of us to forget the story of our ancestors in the faith. He does not want us to bring the offering of our lives to the Lord. He does not want us to recall the mighty acts of the Almighty God. He does not want us to be nourished by the Word of God and the prayers of the Church. And the devil most certainly does not want us to be fed by the bread from the hand of Jesus. The devil wants to distract us. The devil wants to steal our focus. So what moment did I choose? What prayer or phrase or gesture did I select to be my moment of special attention in the celebration of the Mass? You see it every day, but you do not hear it. It's one of the private prayers appointed for the priest at the Mass. Once the chalice and paten have been prepared and placed on the altar, I join my hands and bow down in prayer. The Church gives me the words. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. And may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. At that moment, and with those words, I call to mind all of the prayers that have been entrusted to me. I remember the secret prayer intentions that people share only with me, and that I may share only with God. I think of the road to Calvary and the sufferings of the Lord Jesus, whose body and blood will soon become present upon our altar. I think about how we are at that moment, surrounded by all the saints and angels. And I am conscious of the demons who want to distract each of us from this moment with the Lord. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. I keep that moment and that prayer because in that moment and in that prayer, the Lord strengthens me. In that moment and in that prayer, I am filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit to the altar of God, for the Spirit keeps us standing in the service of the Lord. The Spirit keeps leading us from the waters of our baptism to the desert of our temptations, to the mountain of our encouragement, and to the cross of our redemption. We are filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit. The Spirit draws us to worship, and the Spirit fights the demons that seek to distract us. The Spirit unites us to Jesus, and in the Spirit, the Lord Jesus conquers the temptations and conquers the distractions and conquers our pride and conquers our resistance. For the Spirit invites us to worship. But the Spirit does not and will not force us. We can walk away from the Spirit and away from the altar. We can embrace the distractions and be fed by something other than the Word of God and the bread of life. But we are here, and we want to walk with Jesus. We are here, and we want to be filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit. We are here, and we pray that with humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Amen.